Welcome back to your State Farm Player of the Week. I'm here with Mike Turner. Congratulations on the big win against the Cowboys. You really carved up the field with 20 carries for 102 yards and a touchdown. Evaluate your level of play.
I just got there just doing whatever I can for the team and help the team win. We was being patient with the run, and it opened up for us at the end there.
Well, I don't think the O-line gets enough love, and they seem to do a lot of work out there for you. Tell me, assess their level of play out there.
Assess their level? And they some hard workers. They're blue-collar guys. They don't a lot of lines don't get the shine or the credit. But I can't do it all by myself.
This offense seems to have a lot of weapons, a lot of variety, and you seem to always have an answer against every defender each week. Tell me how much fun you're having in this offense.
That's the fun, because every week teams do different stuff that we've seen on tape because we have so many weapons. So it's fun to see how the team's going to adjust to us and how we're going to counteract that. And it seems like we just find ways to win every time.
That's great. You're moving on to the New Orleans game this week. You're facing a very familiar rival, obviously. What do you need to do to be successful against the Saints?
Really just stay focused. It's a rival game, and there's going to be a lot of hype into it. So we just need to stay focused and do the things we've been doing all season.
You're facing off against an old teammate, Curtis Lofton. What's that going to be like for you?
It's going to be weird seeing him with those Saints colors on. Me and Curtis, we was tight when he was here. And I just look forward to playing against him.
Well, thanks and congratulations on State Farm Player of the Week.
All right, thank you.
Guys, don't forget you can get this game ball signed by Mike Turner and all our past and future State Farm Players of the Week. Check it out at Falcons Landing.